Benjamin can have love for the trucky. Beautiful minds, but we love getting ugly. Risk takers with a clover, man, we love getting lucky. You run, we chase fire, I love when it ducks me. Tones go off, house watch, read the address out. 1075, get up off the magic couch. 500 gallons prepared for the baddest drought. Who else you want on the way when disaster's out? Can't even get a little bit rattled when you enter with exit apparel. Mayday member down, they'll drag you. You won't get this from every Tom, Dick, and Harold. But here's a view from the top floor with Mickey Farrell.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in to another episode of A View from the Top Floor. I'm still on the road, still not back in the studio. That said, I still want to get you much content as I can. So just finishing up a great weekend of hands-on training in Southern Alabama with the South Alabama Firefighters Hot Weekend. We had an incredible lineup of guys, some legendary instructors, and was truly honored and just humbled to be a part of it, really. They do the right thing down there. So next year, the dates are already dialed in, I think, for the first weekend of March. So if it's something you're interested in, keep your eye out for next year. During our training this past weekend, something that stood out to me was the understanding or just the development of building confidence in your search. You know, we're so quick to throw every scenario at you during our search or during our training evolutions. Everything from downed firefighters, maydays, collapse, everyone out of the building, mayday, mayday, mayday. Pretty much most training scenarios go like that. But I think that the challenge to be in training is to prove us right rather than wrong many times. That said, when we're doing our search, maybe we should do some training where we have no victims to build that confidence level of giving a confident report to command that our searches are negative. You know, we're so worried about missing victims during training where we're not really having that accurate understanding that most fires we go to, we're not saving lives. We're not making that grab at every fire we go to. Most fires we're doing are search and they're negative. We should train to expect to find victims. We should turn the corner and expect to see fire. But I think that a real valuable lesson in training would to be throwing scenarios throughout the day of having no victims in the fire building. We have to develop our instinct. We have to be able to trust our abilities to make the right decision and give that report to command when you feel the search is negative. You know, there's a fine line between a great chief and a good chief. Now, a good chief prompts you. He gives you those mental notes of when to give a report. But a lot of times those good chiefs, not that they're micromanaging, but they're pushing you to give the report when you're not ready to give it and you feel pressured. And many times we make the wrong decision. That said, a great chief allows you to be confident in your search and get back to command with that search's negative report. Everything we do on the job comes down to time. Time is a tool, and we learn how to manipulate time on the fire ground, we win. So the time balance transfer between incident commander and the fire floor and the floors above, they're different. However, we have to be aligned within the same rhythm or tempo. So in the street, not having your hands in the moment, right? Not being on that fire floor, it's tremendously, tremendously stressful. That stress pushes you to pressure the company officers on the fire floor to give a report. You want to know what's going on. When you see no changes, you expect nothing's getting done. However, things are getting done, but sometimes certain fires are at a different tempo on the inside rather than what the chief is seeing on the outside. We have to come together on that. That comes from giving accurate reports from the inside out, but that also allows from the outside in to allow your members to work. Trust your officers. As firefighters, trust your instinct to prove that you did a thorough search and your search is now found negative. Give that report to your officer and the officer can relay that to command. So I think that is a great training aspect moving forward. So when you're developing these programs or you're developing these search drills in your firehouse, put no victims in there. Don't put 14 babies, 43 victims, down firemen, mayday. Make it basic. The brilliance is in the basics. I'm not sure where that's from. I've heard it before, but there's so much to that. So just keep that in mind when we're developing our next training programs. As far as the incident commander on the outside, don't forget that tempo is truly set from the officers on the inside. You just have to align with that. That's why we have officers now, or chief officers, on the fire floor, which is great because now we can maintain that command to command level with that relay of what's really going on. But those early moments of a fire, the officer has to relate to the chief what is going on. But the chief can't pressure that officer to give the report. Let the officer give the report when it's time to give the report, when his duties are done. If that makes sense. I don't know if I'm overthinking it, but it's just something to think about, that we have to be on the same page, and the time balance transfer from the incident commander to the officer on the fire floor may be a little skewed at times, but we have to come together and find that agreement or that alliance of what's truly going on. And with our training, we can develop that confidence level by not throwing every curveball in basic training. We go to the batting cages, we go to the driving range to work on the routine swing, the routine chip, the routine putt. We have to do routine drills in the firehouse as well to get confident in the basics. All right, so that's all I really got. Again, quick episode. I'm not back in the studio, but when I do get back in the studio, I have some really great guests lined up. I'm really looking forward to getting and diving into some of the tactics. I know I've been saying that for the past few episodes. That said, I've just been tremendously busy on the road. My next step, we're going to be in Boulder, Colorado next weekend with Port City Fire Training, Anthony Rowett and myself doing engine truck seminar. I think it might be sold out, but if you're in the Boulder region, reach out, at least meet up for a beer that night. There might be some availability. I'm not sure with that. After that, I'll be in FDIC giving my fire academy to the fire floor. I think that's on Wednesday. So stay tuned, and thanks for tuning in once again. I'm Mickey Farrell. This is A View from the Top Floor. Talk to you next time. Bye.